Track 7. Alder Woodlands. If you're here in the summer, when the trees are in full leaf, you would be excused for not noticing the remains of a large building standing on the bank opposite. Having been mined, the silica was brought here for the next stage of the fire brick production process.
It's called Cwmgored Sandworks.
The silica rock is actually a very hard rock, but what you would want to do is to break it down into small particles, eventually for reshaping as silica bricks. So you probably want to grind the rock down, and that will take an awful lot of power.
It's quite a significant operation because it actually had a manager who lived in a residence called Glanaravon up the hill there, and he got to it by following that path down and zigzagging up to his residence. So that was his way to work in the morning, I guess.
But the water-powered mill wasn't the only activity taking place here. On this side of the river, the woodland played an important role, as Larry Wynne Thomas reveals.
This flat piece of land that you can see in front of you is where you'd find lots of alder trees growing. It's the perfect location for it because it's boggy land and alder tends to grow in very wet places, so it's the perfect habitat. These alders were coppiced and they were used for two different things. First of all, they were used for clog making for local people to wear. So they were used in the wood to make the soles of the shoes, and they were also used in the alder for charcoal as well in the gunpowder works. And charcoal was one of the main ingredients for making the gunpowder.
The gunpowder works were situated alongside the River Mellte in the next valley to the east. Let us now move on to where the rock literally changes direction under our feet.
Continue along the path, up the steps, and stop to listen to track 8, where the river clearly splits into two, and you can see both bridges.